You're listening to SBS News.
A fire in an eight-story building in southwestern Paris that's claimed lives is being investigated by French police as potential arson. Among the dozens injured were at least six firefighters, one of whom authorities say is in a serious condition. The fire that sent residents fleeing to the roof started on the second floor on Tuesday and spread quickly through the building. And Charlotte, who witnessed the fire spreading through the apartments, says she saw people struggling to escape.
The blaze was coming out from everywhere. People were screaming from their windows, screaming for their lives. You could feel it. Fire, fire. People were screaming. It was really shocking.
Police say they suspect it was a criminal act. Paris prosecutor Remy Eitz says investigators believe the fire was started deliberately and a 40-year-old woman has been detained. French media say the woman is suspected of trying to set fire to a car parked near the building after a row with a neighbour. Prosecutor Eitz says the woman has a history of psychiatric problems.
A person that lives in the building has been detained. It's a 40-year-old woman who is known to have had mental health issues. This woman has been detained. She was in the street just after fire started. She is in police custody now. The investigation is underway in order to establish exactly how this fire started.
Witnesses say they saw residents climbing out of windows before about 250 firefighters were deployed to help rescue those still trapped in the building. French Interior Minister Christophe Castaner says the death toll could still increase. He says the fire was brought under control after a five-hour operation and commended the firefighters.
I want to salute the huge mobilisation of Paris firemen. More than 250 people arrived immediately and, throughout the night, saved over 50 people in truly exceptional conditions. Floor by floor, they climbed eight flights of stairs and saved a maximum number of lives. 50 people were saved that way.
At least 36 people are being treated for what medical sources say are light injuries. Emergency workers are also seeking to shore up the building. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.